Governments all around the world are scrambling to secure access to COVID-19 vaccines for their citizens. Over the past few weeks, companies Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen Pharmaceutica have all released results of significantly effective COVID-19 vaccines. These are important breakthroughs in the pandemic, but what does it mean for smaller nations who may not have the financial ability to be first in, first served? Lillian Hanley has more.
The question of equitable and affordable access to vaccines for all countries is a matter of major importance to Doctors Without Borders. Its executive director, Jennifer Tierney, says the pharmaceutical industry is taking a business-as-usual approach in the development of the vaccine in order to protect their own intellectual property and profitability.
The problem there is that that means it creates levels of inaccessibility for those who need the vaccine, as we all do around the world. So it creates an opportunity for developed nations and nations with, you know, higher GDP to access those treatments, vaccines and cures before developing countries or people living in countries with lower GDP might.
The New Zealand government has an in-principle agreement with Janssen Pharmaceutica, which would see up to 5 million doses of the vaccine delivered by the end of 2022. In a statement, Dr. Peter Crabtree, chair of New Zealand's COVID-19 Vaccine Strategy Task Force, has said supporting Pacific countries to have early access to those safe vaccines was a priority, but it is yet to be made clear how this will be achieved.
New Zealand has signed up to the COVAX facility seeking coverage for 50% of the population of the realm, which covers New Zealand, the Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau. It's likely that some of this will be funded by the aid program, but the details are still being worked through and decisions are yet to be made. Timing of delivery is complex and some vaccine candidates will be more suitable for the Pacific than others.
The World Health Organization's COVAX facility is tasked with providing equitable access to vaccines.
The COVAX pillar aims to ensure that every country gets fair and equitable access to eventual COVID-19 vaccines. Wealthier countries have a greater chance of gaining access to successful vaccines. And by pooling their buying power rather than competing against one another, they enable investment in factories, so more doses are available as soon as a vaccine becomes available.
The idea with COVAX is to provide 2 billion doses of safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world by the end of 2021, with both rich and poor nations participating. Self-financing economies will be able to buy in and secure enough doses for their populations proportional to the amount they use to buy into the program. Other economies will be guaranteed doses to vaccinate up to 20% of their population until further doses become available. In the Pacific, this includes Kiribati, Micronesia, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, the Marshall Islands, Samoa, Tonga, and Tuvalu. Doctors Without Borders is hoping to encourage more transparency in how the facility will distribute vaccines.
Right now, I don't have any background information as to how much money has been raised or how the money is going to be used to cover off the needs of developing countries. So while the donor nations into the COVAX facility will be sure within the facility to get access, it's unclear if they come first or how the prioritization is going to be. So we've been calling on every country that's participating in the COVAX facility to again make sure that there are controls within the facility for guaranteeing equal access, whether or not you're a rich or a less rich nation.
Meanwhile, Dr. Crabtree emphasized that most Pacific Island countries will be eligible to access vaccines.
Our support for the COVAX facility advance market commitment is to ensure lower income countries can access vaccines. We're working closely with other partners, particularly Australia, to ensure a coordinated and smooth approach to the rollout of vaccines in the Pacific.
He added that the Ministry of Health will collaborate with Pacific governments and regional partners such as the World Health Organization and UNICEF on vaccine distribution and immunisation planning. For RNZ Pacific, Kōlillian Hanley, aho.